Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hope you're having a super Tuesday here as we kick off the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I'm glad to have you with me. More stories on tap than I can fit into 2 hours, but we're going to try to do all that we can to bring health, freedom, healing to you, since you cannot find it anywhere else in the old lamestream mainstream so-called media. That's why you tune in here. All the links up at robertscottbell.com. Hey, how about your pediatrician trying to fire you or your child? This has been news for quite some time, but now USA Today has it. USA Today. What a paper that was. Remember when that came out? I think it was came out 50 cents when it originally, or was it a quarter? I don't remember, but it was like a big deal. Color, wow, a newspaper's printing in color. And all the news that's fit to condense into stories that are somewhat meaningless and don't go in-depth into anything. And here's another one of those. Pediatricians get more firm when parents refuse vaccines. I hesitate to make Viagra jokes there. I will not. But I'm disgusted with the pediatrician community by and large who only looks to children as if they are pincushions. The story starts. Dr. Lori Breaux. No, yeah, bro, but it's the French spelling, B-R-E-A-U-X, Briox, if you're, I don't know where you're from, but Lori Breaux, she knows firsthand why an unvaccinated child is a health risk. Oh, pray tell, tell us all. Her two-week-old infant ended up in intensive care unit with whooping cough after she had treated a patient with the disease while pregnant. Okay. Now, here's the case. They have a tug at your heartstrings. No one's happy that the two-week-old infant ended up in the ICU with whooping cough. But what, pray tell, were you feeding? Were you breastfeeding? No, it didn't say anything about that. She was a doctor, so more likely, she was probably giving formula to this two-week-old infant. Again, I'm speculating, okay? All right, throw tomatoes at me. I'm speculating. But she's one of many pediatricians, according to this story, who are taking tougher stands with parents who refuse vaccinations. Tisk, tisk, you disobedient parents, you. Bro this year began making parents sign a waiver every time they bring an unvaccinated child in for treatment. Hey, listen, I understand. If you're going to a pediatrician and you don't want to get your kid shot up with experimental medicaments, foreign RNA, DNA from animals, aborted fetal tissue, heavy metals, antibiotics, other nasties. And, you know, your doc says, maybe you like your pediatrician. I don't know. Maybe they're nice. But they say, listen, you just got to sign this waiver. I have to say that I have told you about the dangers of not getting vaccinated. Of course, there's nothing about the dangers of getting vaccinated that they'll ever reveal to you. But they have to do that. Okay, I understand. They have a license. They're asking for permission to do that, which they are, I suppose, fully qualified by getting, I guess, their doctorate, right, in medicine, in pediatrician. Maybe they're a board certified in some form of pediatric medicine. I have a dear friend who I've had on the show over the years from time to time, a pediatric surgeon, right? But what I'm saying here is for these just pediatricians that all they look at your children is just receptacles. In the first year of life, which we've already acknowledged to immunologists, going on the record saying, well, the You really can't stimulate an antibody response in the first year of life anyway. So why do you do it, Doc? Why do you do it? Well, we have to train the parents to be obedient, to bring them in for that 1 year and that 24, that 36 month. I mean, if we don't get them in early, they'll never come back. That's right. That's right. Nor should they come back. Unless you need to go to somebody like my friend, who is a pediatric surgeon, to put something back together again, for instance. But they're taking a tough stand. Some practices are now not even accepting children as patients who haven't had their shots. Isn't that interesting? Their shots. Why are they my shots? Why are they my kid's shots? You assume that they're their shots? They're little Johnny shots? They're little Susie shots? No, they're not. They're the pharmaceutical industrial complex's shots. And perhaps if you actually purchase them, doctor, maybe they're your shots. But they're certainly not your child's shots until you inject them. And then your child becomes your experiment. Doctors, oh, poor doctors, they're growing increasingly frustrated with what they characterize as misinformation, linking childhood immunizations, vaccinations, it should say, to autism. Wrongly misinformed. No, they're misinformed. How much more do we have to do with Dr. Batar? We're on every week. We'll bring it back every week and talk about the science supporting these harsh realities that injecting these things that are completely unnecessary for preventing disease, genuinely and legitimately, are actually creating neurobiological abnormalities, starting primarily in the gut, as Dr. Andrew Wakefield so bravely stated, including Walker Smith, his cohort, senior author, which, by the way, was, guess what? Yeah, oh, wait, we were wrong. I'm sorry. Did the medical board, or so to speak, in England go after you? Yeah, oh, we goofed. They were just, it was just a bad, they had a bad day. That was all it was, the medical group in England. Just a bad day. The poor general medical council there, you just should feel sorry for them. The GMC cleared all the medical flack around Dr. Andrew Wakefield's medical colleagues, Professor John Walker Smith, right? Recanted their censure against him. He got his license back. Now he's too old to practice. So we'll let him back in the club. We know he's not going to do anything now. And of course, what are they going to do with Wakefield? What are they going to do with Andrew Wakefield? He's an author on the same paper that they found. Oh, maybe it wasn't. There were no ethical medical violations. Of course, by and large, medical ethics is an oxymoron, except with those few docs occasionally. You know, we have them on here that have integrity, that never sold out, or if they did, they recanted and reversed their perspective once they discovered the facts or the truth or a combination thereof, as in Wakefield's case and with the paper with Professor John Walker Smith. They found that there was a high degree of correlation with the MMR shot and enterocolitis, basically inflammation, damage to the gastrointestinal system. And they also, other studies have found, and we mentioned one of them, I think, recently, they found high levels of a measles virus strain in the guts of the children with the MMR, not a wild strain, but a strain that was engineered into the vaccine. But we must feel bad about these doctors having to deal with you disobedient parents. Hey, Doc, if you're frustrated, here's some argentum nitricum. How about that? Take some silver nitrate in homeopathic form and deal with it. You are losing. You are losing. You've already lost your mind by just basically acquiescing, parking your common sense outside while you went in to inject these children. Doctors frustrated. I don't give a flip if they're frustrated. Okay, I'm not compassionate anymore. Where did compassionate Robert Scott Bell go? He's taking a break now. Pardon me, but the guy that's having to call it like it is right now, the other Robert Scott Bell, this is the bad, the mean one, right? Coming on and taking these doctors to task over their willingness, as I said, to turn innocent children into pincushion experiments for the vaccine industrial complex. Now, while, as it says here in this article, I haven't linked up, by the way, at robertscottbell.com. And, oh, by the way, next hour, we got Liam Sheff coming in from California. He was out there with me at the Health Freedom Expo, and he stayed on to go to the Natural Products Expo West. And so he's filing a report right now. And we actually got a heads up. He sent me the links and everything. It's in the show notes all the things that he found that were really cool that we want you to check out. And so this is the newest innovations, things like that. So we're going to talk about that, among other things, next hour with my superhero sidekick, now reporter in the field as he travels around the country from L.A. and then heading to New York soon. But doctors, frustrated with what they characterize as misinformation linking vaccines to autism, cry me a freaking river. While parents research vaccine risks, their sources usually aren't the medical journals that doctors read. Well, we happen to read the medical journals that the doctors don't read. The fact of the matter is the docs are not reading it. They're being given information, hand-fed, spoon-fed by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Then they're going out and saying, hey, there's no evidence. Well, look, you saw it on the Today Show. George Steppy Stephanopoulos said Wakefield's a bad guy. He's a bad man. And then they believe him. These doctors are not scientists anymore. Of course, the ones that are, like Wakefield, acknowledge the cause and effect relationship, or at least the observation that strongly hints at a causal relationship, and also acknowledges that there have been no long-term, much less short-term, studies on safety and efficacy for any, A-N-Y, any of these vaccines, least of all these flu shots that they get every year. They just come out and buy, oh, it's approved. We just came up with this one. Well, did you study to see how it worked? Did it work? Well, we sort of saw an antibody or something, you know, showed up around the corner. It looked like the antibody we were trying to create. So we said it worked. How about safety? Oh, well, we can't be bothered with that because 36,000 people are going to die of the flu this year, according to the CDC. We cannot stop giving the flu shots. We can't wait to find out if they work. It's too dangerous. We can't wait to find out if they're safe. People may die. Right? Like in 1975, Gerald Ford, the swine flu coming over. More people harmed by the shot. Guillain-Barré, neurological impairment, than were harmed by the swine flu that they warned us about, right? So what is the doctor's response? This bro. Hey, bro. Right? This is the doctor. She's a woman, but last name is Bro. B-R-E-A-U-X, Bro. My response usually is for them to look at credible researched information and data and really make an informed decision for themselves versus what someone told them. I got no problem with that, Dr. Bro, if it was really the truth, if that was what was really happening. But you're also not revealing the true nature, if you will, or lack thereof of vaccines and the fact that there is no safety and efficacy testing. Long-term, short-term, or otherwise. And that, in fact, I think it's close to $2 billion. Is it over $2 billion now have been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, the vaccine kangaroo court that the federal government operates to protect the vaccine industrial complex, Merck et al., from damaging liability claims to a product that is truly faulty on its face. But then we've got Dr. Robert Lillard, of junior of the Children's Clinic of Nashville. And he refers patients and parents, if you will, to websites for respected hospitals. Oh, not those crazy homeopathic hospitals. Excuse me? Where are the homeopathic hospitals? They haven't been around since the early part of the 20th century. They were basically monopolized out of business, forced out by the Rockefeller and Carnegie-inspired Flexner Report 100 years ago. 100 years ago, destroying medicine at its source by creating a monopoly and stifling innovation, by wiping out any holistic, integrative, natural, promoting, health promoting, food promoting health, that kind of concept wiped out, and it all became petrochemical patent medicines. And now they're running out of patents, so they are relying heavily on your ignorance and frightening you moms and dads out there into an artificial reality that the only thing that is keeping us alive, the thin line between life and death for everybody on the planet, especially those little innocent children, is an injection of toxic medicaments, as I said, foreign RNA, DNA, animal proteins, etc. You want to learn more? Go to robertscottbell.com and link, right, top right-hand corner, vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. This is just a small taste of it. And we're much gentler and kinder, John Rappaport and I. And we get into it. I mean, there's some emotional happenings too, but it is intense. You will see things and hear things you have never heard all in one place on the issue of vaccination. And with that, I'm going to take a break. I've got more to discuss on the issue of vaccination, including a phone call related to vaccines given to our soldiers, our troops. Yes, Yes, support the troops. Bring them home. Yes, support the troops. Stop experimenting on them medicinally, medically, vaccinologically. You got it? It's a gobbledygook. It's a mess. I did that on purpose. Maybe I didn't. You'll have to think about it during this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming through naturalnewsradio.com. All the archives up, hundreds of hours to catch you up at your leisure. And, of course, check it out at robertscottbell.com. Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you haven't already noticed, this is the place for health freedom. This is the place for liberty in media. And I'm glad you're here with me. Say thanks to those who support the show. Coming right back after this.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don thinks I'm a little ornery today. He's all talking to me on the break. And yeah, I am. I'm fired up. When I see a story like that, I'm a parent. For goodness sake, I was vaccine damaged. You'll hear that story talked about in the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous with John Rappaport, among many other things. $20 off while we can continue to offer it at that introductory price. Very exciting information. Again, click the link, robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here. And, of course, you can upload your comments, questions to robertscottbell.com. In addition, if you don't already get your email updates, go to naturalnewsradio.com. You'll see an email place to enter. Nobody's selling lists or anything. You'll get a daily blast of what's going to be on the show, which is very cool. Remember, I told you the number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm going to take a call, but a couple more comments on the story. It was in USA Today. Well, they want to claim that you parents who are non-compliant, you will not comply. Yes, these are not the droids you're looking for. When they come after your kids, do that. Do a little Jedi mind trick on it, doctor. These are not the kids you're looking for. And wave your hand. And maybe they'll just pretend and remember that you're not. And if you do insist on seeing a doctor, pediatrician, go ahead. It's not harmful to sign the fact that they've said all the things they want to say and you're still not vaccinating. Fine. But if they do it every freaking time you go to the doctor, find another doctor. All right? As I said before, it isn't even necessary unless there's a severe issue. They even have a pediatrician. Oh, but my pediatrician is so special. You always hear that. Mine's great. It's just like they hate every congressman, but my congressman is so great. And the only one I'll give you credit for is if you're in the 14th district of Texas with Ron Paul. Then I go, oh, yeah, you're right. He's cool. Anyway, so the story continues, and they're trying to maintain that it is the fault of parents who are not allowing their kids to be vaccinated that other kids are getting sick, based on the fact that some kids have a weaker immune system. Well, duh! Some kids are eating Twinkies for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What do you think's going to happen? Some parents feed them junk food. Some parents didn't breastfeed their children. All of these things work out to, the result is a weaker immune system. Does that mean, well, those are the ones we better target with a vaccine? No, in fact, those are the ones who are most susceptible to the damage and danger and adverse events, serious adverse events to vaccination. I mean, if you're really strong, you might be able to sustain a few of them, and I'm not advocating it. But seriously, the weaker kids, they are going to be hammered. And remember, in the first year of life, their immune system comes from you, Mom. And if you're not already giving them your breast milk and your colostrum, then please, please contact Immune Tree Colostrum, Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Dr. K. He's cool. We had him on a couple of times. We'll get him on again and talk about this. That's another great tool that I counsel parents to look for. You can utilize the colostrum at any age because it's the first thing we get as mammals. And as we talked to Dr. Batar earlier, was it yesterday, in fact, he was saying, if the animals on his, he's got a big farm, if they don't get colostrum in the first 24 hours, they're done. It's over. It's only humans that seemingly can adapt for survival, not optimal health, but survival health. And that's where I was as, little Scotty Bell, chronically ill. Because of that, I was vaccinated. I wasn't given the breast milk like I should have. And so if you have an immune compromised child, give them colostrum. You could even give them silver hydrosol. Heck, there was a good story I may talk about a little bit on Natural News, I think just came out yesterday, on the Blue Man, right? Argyria. And I got his picture. I got that Paul Carrison guy picture. He's been in my PowerPoint presentation for years, ever since he went on the Today Show and Oprah Winfrey. I've been talking about him. We may get more to that. But basically here, they'll come and scare you with meningitis. And I've talked about that as well. And we do talk about it in the seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. But the CDC still says there's no correlation between vaccines and autism. Why is there no correlation? Because there's causation. It causes it, for goodness sake. You can't methylate the mercury and get it out of your system. Hello, autism spectrum. And basically all the damage that comes from it, the observations. It's enough. Enough, Dr. Bro. Enough. Even though you encounter parents who object to vaccines for religious reasons and you have your doubts, I don't give a flip. You got your doubts. Screw those doubts. I'm sorry. I'm going to be bold here. I can't. All right. I don't want to get into four-letter words. It's not my nature. You know that. But in this case, when they harm little children, I get my dander up. You understand? I get it up there at that point, and then it's all over. Doctors, get out of the way. So here we go. They're acknowledging that we are winning. How do I know that? Well, the last sentence is a Dr. Eddie Hamilton of Centennial Pediatrics in Brentwood. And he says he often has to persuade parents to vaccinate their children. He says, until recent years, we weren't put into this dilemma of having such a huge number of families who were choosing not to. It has really made it hard. Oh, poor Dr. Hamilton. Poor Dr. Bro. It's only going to get harder for you if you insist on injecting these children with things that they do not need, that they do not have a deficiency of, those vaccines. And now on to the phone calls, calling up 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I am so happy that you do call, and we got a call here on the issue of vaccines in the military.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Virginia. I'm a member of the military, and I was just listening to your program regarding vaccines. When military members first join the military, we have to go through literally a week of medical processing, which includes various vaccines. And I have been on a search to try to find what vaccines were given to me when I first joined a long time ago. There were several shots that had at least 15 needles within the tube, which were injected all at once. That's 15 vaccines that I'm not sure what went into my system at the time of processing. I'd love to know if there's any information or anyone or any way that I can find out what has been given to us when we first joined to sign up to serve our country.
Well, Sam in Virginia in the military, you're in luck. You came to the right place. Thanks for calling the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the answers are coming forthcoming. In fact, they're in the show notes. I've embedded the link with some of the information as well into the notes here on military vaccinations. And in fact, it goes to this long laundry list, which is quite frightening. And as I said, if you really do support the troops, you've got to defend, protect them from medical experimentation. And as we've learned over the time here, there are means by which you can stop them from vaccinating you if you're in the military. Unless, of course, there's what they call declare an emergency, right? Then of course, you're hosed in the military. You don't get that right unless you're willing to get discharged, right, and lose all your benefits, which is another story. But vaccines, unfortunately, have become basically you're institutionalized in there, and they turn you into experiments with almost seemingly no rights to deny the shots from occurring. And even if they are, they make it very difficult. We've covered some ways to do that, and we'll do that again. But suffice it to say, at this usmilitary.about.com, there's actually a link here, and we talk about the basic immunizations, or as I call them, vaccines, because they don't really immunize you. They don't help your immune system. They damage and destroy it. But in order to find out fully what I mean by that, you'll need to download the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar. So the first one they list here in basic training and officers ascension training, the adenovirus types 4 and 7. And this is, they say, only when there's evidence of active disease transmission. Influenza, of course, guaranteed. You want a flu shot, get sick, get a flu shot. That's what they're going to give you. How about measles? The MMR. All recruits get it. It doesn't matter about your previous MMR shot, whether you've had it or not. They don't care. They're giving it to you again. And of course, you learned from Dr. Wakefield that it was creating gastroenterological issues, enterocolitis, etc. Meningococcal disease quadrivalent meningococcal vaccine containing A, C, Y, and W135 polysaccharide antigens administers to recruits. Soon as practicable after in processing or training. If you've ever seen some of these things happen, and I've heard reports from people that were there of after these shots, like Sam mentioned, the 15 needles. I mean, literally after you give them the shots, these grown men, huge, they're ready to just destroy and eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they faint. They're done. They can be strong. And these shots just do them in. They give them the mumps again, as I said, measles, mumps, rubella. How about polio? Even though they haven't ever identified the polio virus, which is, it's just nonsense. And less than 1%, far less than 1% of the people that said, well, you've contracted polio, ever went paralytic. But they're going to give you the polio. How about rubella? As I mentioned, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, diphtheria, automatic, and yellow fever. Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard only. If you're in that, you are getting the yellow fever shot. Now, I've avoided a lot of these things ever since I learned about them by utilizing homeopathic nozodes. And I go into that in a lot more depth in the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar with John Rappaport, the nozodes, which you can get from some homeopathic laboratories. And in fact, some of them might be included in like the vaccinosis remedies that you can get. King Bio has a vaccinosis remedy. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And by the way, if you are in the military and you know you're going to get shot up, I wish this wouldn't happen to you, but I would increase my selenium dosage levels up to 1,000, maybe 1,200 micrograms before, during, and after for a period of time to counteract all the garbage and heavy metals that they inject into your system. So by all means, you want to send a care package to your loved ones in the military, call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and say, I need some selenium, because I've got somebody in the military, they're going to get basically nuked by a needle, you know, with this stuff. And also have the vaccinosis or vaccine relief remedy from King Bio. It's in the family wellness kit, by the way. It's hold on, let me see, I'm just grabbing it here. Here it is, Vaccinoplex, which I encourage you to have. If you know you cannot avoid, for whatever reason, the vaccine, homeopathic medicine can help to counteract and reduce the potential for serious adverse events. I don't want you to use it like a crutch. I understand there's some cases where people are just, you know, they're about to lose their jobs or whatever. That's also criminal activity. Also, look for your booster shots, an annual flu shot. They're going to throw it at you. Tetanus, diphtheria, they're going to keep coming at you. Yellow fever, Navy and Marine Corps, they're going to keep coming at you with that. Now, if you're in the what they call the alert forces, they're also going to throw in the Air Force hepatitis A, right? Which is like, you know, if you're eating crap, food that is not clean, and the liver inflammation that occurs. And of course, there you can do homeopathic liver detoxifiers, increase your selenium. You can do loads of colloidal silver or bioactive silver hydrosol, and you can counteract all of that. Typhoid, again, yellow fever. All of these diseases were addressed homeopathically years ago, like typhoid. Homeopathic mortality rates down near zero. Allopathic hospitals, often over 50% or more. Deploying to travel in highest risk areas. This list is pretty comprehensive. Hepatitis A, Japanese B encephalitis, meningococcal, again, typhoid, yellow fever. If you're going into certain host countries that say you need cholera shots, they're going to give you that. Other high-risk occupational groups, we come back to hepatitis B now. It's soon C, D, E, F, and G. Measles, mumps, plague, right? Yersinia pestis, we have nosodes for that in homeopathy. They don't have routine immunization vaccination for that, but they are sometimes given to personnel that are put in an area where they think the plague may still exist. Plus, they'll throw antibiotics on top of it, which will gut you. Rabies vaccines, varicella, right? Herpes zoster varicella, that's the chicken pox is listed. Smallpox, which is so dangerous, they had to cancel bringing it back out again after the so-called bioterror scares along with anthrax. And there is even homeopathic anthraxenum, which can be used for cutaneous anthrax. And although it's not indicated for pulmonary anthrax, I would absolutely nebulize a bioactive silver hydrosol for breathing it in. Take in a little nebulizer. And if you haven't gotten that, please, please do so. In the meantime, like I said, call up King Bio. If you've already been hammered this way, get the Vaccinoplex or get the Family Wellness Kit that addresses a lot of those. They call them vaccine preventable issues, but we know we can address them in other ways, homeopathically, etc. So there's some good info for you, Sam. Thank you for calling and asking about that. I really appreciate that. Any opportunity I have to get that out there, and we'll make sure that that document is also published up and added to the mix in the vaccine seminar, because we're adding more things. Mike Adams is going to do an additional hour on vaccines as well. And no extra charge, by the way. If you've already purchased it, you didn't miss out. You can keep downloading things that we add to it. You have permanent access to it. Great news, but take advantage of it now while the price is $20 off the full retail, which eventually it'll go back up. So vaccines, armed and dangerous, click on the link at robertscottbell.com. It's that easy. So what else we got on tap today? We got the Walter Jones. I'm trying to get a hold of him. Congressman Jones wants to potentially look into impeaching. What's that guy's name? Obama? Yeah. Interesting story there. Beauty in a bowl. Eating fruits and veggies may improve skin tone. I almost be a moment of duh. Take a breather. Take a break. Give me a call if you'd like. 866-939-BELL. Or, hey, say thanks to our sponsors. Even better. They're the ones making this message of health, freedom, and liberty possible. We love them. We love you. Thank you for being here. I'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Back at it. Hope you're having a wonderful time, as I am here, because I get to vent every day and talk to some awesome, awesome people, awesome guest healers, different areas of healing the country, too, like we do with Jonathan Emord on Restoring the Republic. We talk about healing the Constitution or healing your Constitution. And there's a guy in Congress who I've interviewed before. His name is Walter Jones. I'm trying to get him on board, but he's probably been slammed by media requests ever since, let's say, Friday. I saw that he came out with an article, if you will. And they aren't officially articles of impeachment, but a resolution to look at this, the potential to impeach, what's the guy's name, Obama, over if he does this, if he commits troops or foreign military action in Syria without consulting Congress for an actual declaration of war. Now, Congressman Walter Jones, he's an old guy. He's a good man. I've interviewed him, like I said, got integrity. He's a dear friend of Ron Paul. He actually overtly, not covertly, overtly supports Ron Paul. So you know he's not playing it on both sides of the fence. Like, who's that other conservative from South Carolina, Jim DeMint, who, if you're into conservative things, he's good on some things, but he won't actually come out and say, I endorse Ron Paul, because he's not courageous enough. He's cowardly on that front. And he may be a nice man, don't get me wrong, but I want people to stand up and have the courage of their convictions, like Walter Jones. And he's saying, hey, we need to look into the possibility of impeaching for high crimes and misdemeanors. I mean, is that a misdemeanor? I mean, I asked Jonathan Emord yesterday about that, and he said, well, maybe not rise to the level. I don't know what it takes to rise to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor if you basically disobey the Constitution in this way by committing troops. But then again, that would be reason if you could impeach almost every member of Congress and all of the senators as well, who have allowed this to go on, who haven't called the executive branch to the carpet since, you know, before Bush, since Harry Truman, going back to 1950, since the Korean police action, so to speak. You know, they've been using the UN and the international community as an excuse to commit American men and women to die for causes that are certainly not American causes. They're international bankster causes. They're one world order causes. And, of course, we'd like to see that change. And, of course, so, you know, hats off to Walter B. Jones in the 3rd District of North Carolina for having the courage of his convictions. And I wanted to acknowledge him for that. Unlike the fake drugs that are showing up. You hear about this? Fake drugs! Fake drugs are showing up all over the United States. This story out of Reuters came out on Sunday, and I'm just getting to it now. You see how many stories we have to review. Drug counterfeiters are evidently stepping up their sales of what they call bogus medicines. And, you know, for me, I laugh at this because I think the FDA-approved drugs are the bogus medicines. And so how do you counterfeit a bogus medicine? It's like, we're going to make a fake version of the fake drug, right? The Fake Drugs Association, whatever you want to call the FDA. I mean, already you call into question the science behind most every drug that is approved. In fact, maybe not be efficacious for the indications that they've been approved for. Certainly not safe. Certainly very dangerous. I think that the counterfeit drugs may be safer. I mean, you might say, well, they're thinking they're taking a drug like Avastin. Avastin, very toxic medicine we've covered on there that's made by Roche. And now that, you know, they've got these counterfeit Avastin drugs, it may be safer. I don't know. I mean, what they're saying here is the fake Avastin is if the real Avastin's real, but they're all fake and synthetic. Contained a variety of chemicals, but none of what they call the life-extending medicine. Like, you know, these anti, what they call angiogenesis, blood vessels into the cancer cells. I mean, these are adaptive survival mechanisms in the body. Cancer is not designed to kill you. I mean, it's not like evil cancer. I mean, when you upset the terrain of your body so radically that a cancer cell can grow unchecked by your immune system or whatever other mechanisms you have to stop it, you know, you've got bigger problems than cancer. And, of course, you know, their whole idea is, oh, let's stop the blood vessel growth into the cancer tumor, whether it be breast, colorectal, wherever. And they're, you know, going after, how would you say, the tail end of any disease, which is the symptom, which is the expression. And so we looked at cancer, we go, hey, why are the cancer cells there? Well, we can't acknowledge that because that wouldn't be as profitable. You might correct your diet, your lifestyle. You might detoxify your body instead of buying Avastin or fake Avastin. You know, in this story, they talk about, oh, it's not a silver bullet, right? Give you silver bullet. In fact, hey, there's a silver bullet story. Did you see this off of Natural News? You see the blue man, Paul Carrison? As I said, I've been talking about this guy for years because I do a lot of education in the realm of silver therapeutics and studied a lot about the medical basis, scientific research, peer-reviewed science on silver and silver nanoparticles. And, of course, colloidal silver has been used for, you know, you could say hundreds, maybe thousands of years in different forms. Silver has been known as a medicine. But the blue man is what they've used to frighten you or attempt to frighten you. And if you read about this guy, Paul Carrison, he made this stuff at home. It was compounded in a very complex fashion, electrolytic process of homemade colloidal silver. But who knows what else is in there? And, of course, the particles are very large, and they're bound into complex molecules like silver salts. Silver salts, by definition, are very difficult for the body to process and excrete out of the body. So as those silver salts continue to accumulate, you end up potentially with the silver lodged in the dermis, the dermal layers, the skin layers. And at that point, or eventually, those areas that are exposed to sunlight, the whole idea of silver on photographic paper, those of you old enough, anybody old enough out in my audience to know about photographic paper when it wasn't just paper you put in a printer? It had silver in it because it was so photoreactive, light sensitive, and it would alter. And that's why you get this grayish, bluish discoloration. With Carrison, of course, he drank so much, he turned Smurf blue. But he feels great. When he was tested, I think it was by Mount Sinai up there in New York after the Today Show, said, hey, we'll pay for it. They found his liver and kidneys were in perfectly working order. There was no health issues. And in fact, he, you know, I joke, he'll never get the flu again because the viruses don't like silver. In the proper size and activity level, like in a hydrosol, you have virostatic activity. You stop a virus from replicating. And in the case of Carrison, I doubt that he'll ever have a flu. There's just too much silver in his system. But the functional aspect of his body has not been corrupted. In fact, he still takes what he makes because he feels great. And so there you go. How cool is that? Jonathan Benson wrote this article about that fact. Now, there is an EPA oral daily reference dose or daily reference dose chart that talks about the daily reference dose because silver is found in water. It's in food. And it's a normal part of our mammalian diet. The very first thing we get or supposed to get from mom, colostrum and breast milk, contains measurable quantities of silver, a normally occurring trace element, which is not harmful to the nervous system, by the way. Like mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum, these things are because they deplete selenium so extensively. But the silver is actually beneficial, as we found, two receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell, which explains to me why some women utilizing the silver hydrosol in high dose administration, some utilizing it intravenously, have found reversal of their multiple sclerosis. You know, and I always encourage people to look at increasing their EPA and DHA, omega-3 essential fats. I always increase silica, the silicon, the food-grown silica, horsetail extract, and the tea, you know, the concentrate that I did get, the Alta Health Products one from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And of course, we increase silica levels, so, you know, 5,000 milligrams or more a day of a food-grown form. Now you have the restoration potential of the connective tissue and vascular tissue and neural tissue. So there are a number of strategies you can implement, not only to address so-called microbial infection, yeast or other things, but to actually stimulate regeneration, healthy regeneration of tissue that has been damaged over perhaps many, many years of degradation. Could be microbial attacks on the cells, fungal, viral, bacterial, or it may be, again, the lack of certain things like silicon or the depletion of selenium, which protects it. But silver is unique. If you've ever read The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker, you begin to understand the many profound properties that go beyond just prohibiting or eliminating infection or preventing infection, but healing of tissue. Burn care centers use silver sulfadiazine, or silvadine for short. That's what they call it, silvadine. Silvadine is used in third-degree burn care centers, Shriners hospitals, because it is all of those properties. Now, it's a very crude form of silver compared to the colloidal silver we're talking about that Jonathan wrote about for Natural News, and I've got the article linked up in today's show notes. But you know, suffice it to say, when you utilize silver in so many different ways, it becomes the Windex of my Big Fat Greek Wedding, if you've ever seen that movie. And if you haven't, rent it, buy it, whatever. It's a hilarious movie. But the patriarch of the family in my Big Fat Greek Wedding carried a bottle of Windex around. Anything somebody had, any ailment, here, spray some Windex on it. You get a cold sore, spray some Windex on it. And of course, I am not endorsing that use of a window cleaner. But if you had some real silver, active, safe, low concentration of silver, and if you understood all the properties, it becomes that almost ubiquitous in its ability to do so many things. So, yes, absolutely. I'm glad the information is getting out there. Say thanks to those that produce it. High quality. Of course, my friends at Sovereign Silver, I appreciate them. And appreciate you for being here. Listen, we got to take a break here. We'll come back to wrap up the first hour. Remember, next hour, Liam Sheff's going to give us some updates from the Anaheim Expo West, the Natural Products Expo, all the latest and greatest, the new stuff that's really cool that sparked some interest from us as well. We'll talk about that. Also, Clark Baker, of course, with the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. I heard him and Liam Sheff and Celia Farber on Gary Knoll's show. They were talking about the whole AIDS issue. We'll always review that because enough people are still being harmed by it that we can't help but mention the issue of the gut damage in there. But the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice doing amazing work out there, OMSJ.org, and overturning the ludicrous HIV positive status of so many that are wrongly accused of harboring a virus they've never even isolated. So that and more coming up a little later in the program. When we come back, I have a moment of duh that will beautify you. Yes, you want to be one of the beautiful people. Well, listen to this moment of duh. A little bit of news out of Afghanistan. We're talking about the guy that shot up a lot of innocent people out there. Oh, that's not good. Let's see what else is happening to wrap up this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. Glad you're with me. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's get right to it, shall we? It's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh is brought to you by a beauty in a bowl? What is this? Stick your head in a bowl of fruit, you're going to be... eating fruits and veggies. Yes, they found out, finally they figured it out, eating fruits and veggies might improve your skin tone. No, I'm not kidding. Pass those peaches. A new study, who paid for this, finds that eating more fruits and vegetables may lead to a rosier complexion. Oh, we love those rosy complexions. Should we eat some rose petals too? Researchers tracked the fruit and vegetable consumption of 35 people, a whopping 35 people over a six-week period, and found that the higher intake was associated with perceptible changes to skin color. As participants ate more fruits and vegetables, their skin tone looked healthier and were judged to be more attractive. Hey, didn't they know that if you ate gallons of carrots, can you eat gallons of carrots? Oh, you can drink gallons of carrot juice. You'll actually turn your complexion orange. Could it be that there are colors in fruits and vegetables that actually impact our skin color a little bit? And they're worried about you turning blue on silver. What if you eat too much broccoli? Will you become the Martian green guy? Yeah, I think, okay, all right. Listen, I have talked to you so many times over the years about the fact that people coming from native diets all across the world, whether it be Africa, whether it be Asia, particularly Asia, it's very visible when you start adopting the Western diet, less fresh fruits and vegetables, lots more fried foods, white flours, pastries, whatever, fast foods, processed meats, etc. And you end up seeing these horrible skin rashes, conditions, acne on these beautiful, porcelain Asian skin when they come over to America because of the food. And the fact is, what you eat matters. And that's the point of why I call this a moment of duh. I mean, come on, man. You got to figure this out. The color changes, while perceptible, were slight. So no one looked like a blazing pumpkin. Oh, thank goodness. I was about to stop eating pumpkins because I was afraid I was going to start looking like one. But while veg heads, they're calling them now. You're a veg head. Are you a veg head? You eat lots of vegetables. You're a veg head. But veg heads have reason to rejoice. It's important to note that the study shows only an association between produce consumption and better skin. It's not cause and effect. We don't want you to think that actually eating better can make you look better. Who is that guy that said, it was the Saturday Night Live guy, it's better to look good than to feel good, my darling. I think that was a Billy Crystal impression of some kind. So eating more fruits and vegetables, healthier skin tone. Yeah, okay, I'll go along with that. No problem. You want to be sexy and attractive, look younger. Hopefully the carrots, kale, cantaloupe will be flying off the shelves and into people's meals, according to Samantha Heller, a dietitian, and a nutritionist at the Center for Cancer Care at Griffin Hospital in Derby, Connecticut. That's what she told Health Day. So I don't know what to think of her because she's a dietitian, boo, a nutritionist, yay. Don't know which one. Maybe she's a little schizophrenic on the nutrition front. That is for another story. Now, there's another great story here on Natural News I wanted to cover as well about supporting local Farms. It's called the Local Farms Food and Jobs Act to help decentralize the food system. Jonathan Benson, once again, staff writer there, covered this. Federal food policies that distribute billions of taxpayer dollars every year to subsidize the growth of commodity crops like GMO foods, corn, soy, largely responsible for the dismal state of food quality and health or lack thereof in our nation today. But we have Representative Shelley Pingree from Maine and Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio. They've introduced a new bill known as the Local Farms Food and Jobs Act that would help decentralize the food system and promote diversified small-scale farming operations capable of meeting the growing demand for clean, fresh local foods. Now, they're talking about the $12 billion a year currently allocated to subsidize industrial-scale agriculture systems. Why don't they just stop that? That alone will allow the small family farmers, local farms, to compete. We don't want your money. Of course, they're stealing it from everybody or their future by printing it. And so as much as I do like this, I'd rather have the food, the money going that way than that way. You know what I'm saying? This way or that way. The reality is I want the government to get the hell out of our farms and allow the people to go back to grow their stuff like it used to be. And watch what happens when you decentralize. Even in an economic collapse, there will be no panic because the food will be abundant and available to everyone. So I like the intentions, Senator Sherrod Brown. She's saying local and regional food systems help the communities where farmers and consumers live, growing the economy and creating jobs while improving public health and nutrition. Although I will say we don't need nor want your money. Get out and allow the freedom to grow food, to come back into the communities and stop subsidizing Monsanto and the like with all of these pesticides and genetically modified organisms, and then we'll be much better off. And how about feeding our troops real food instead of drugs? That's another horrific story. Soldier's alleged Kandahar killing spree were the warning signs missed. Now, PTSD is real. Also, another reality is what I had a call on earlier today. We went to Sam in the military about the vaccines creating all kinds of psychiatric abnormalities as well, mental aberrations. They are on numerous medicines. They are being hammered. They are not being fed organic non-GMO foods, I promise you. And the stress of being in the war theater or the field of battle. All of these looks to perhaps explain this guy. If he was on psychiatric meds, I would not be surprised. But I think the bigger issue is that we've covered this as well here. The horrific suicide rate of our troops coming back from overseas or being still overseas is inexcusable. It's unconscionable. And anybody out there that claims to support the troops and doesn't want them taken care of in a much better fashion holistically, that doesn't want to protect them from experimental vaccinations, that doesn't want to protect them by bringing them home, you do not support the troops. I'm sorry. You say you do, but if you do not support more holistic means by which we can restore integrity to them, increasing essential fats, detoxifying from their vaccines, the heavy metals, all those exposures, munitions, depleted uranium, I mean, you're wiping out their selenium stores. They probably have no glucose tolerance factor chromium left in their bodies, and they're borderline hypoglycemic or diabetic, and they're turning into animals. Of course, the training that soldiers get are to become killing machines. We recognize that. But even more so, when you remove the base level nutrients and you don't replace that which is lost because of all of these things that they're doing to the troops, what do you expect is going to happen? And more of that will happen. Just as I mentioned my concern with kids in karate that are on Ritalin and Adderall becoming absolutely violent beyond the discipline that they're trained. This is a real issue. The war on drugs that they declared on cannabis, and I'm not a cannabis advocate as far as smoking it, but I believe it has legitimate use as a natural medicine via other means. The war on drugs that they've declared on nature, they've declared on the wrong drugs. If you're into war, and I'm not into war, but if you were going to declare war, declare it on the pharmaceutical variety, the FDA-approved variety. At least mandate truth in labeling. This drug, although approved by the FDA, can kill you, even if taken properly. Whereas the supplements, where's the fruit bowl that'll make you pretty, is not going to kill you. At least if it's not loaded with pesticides eventually. Oh my goodness, we got another hour coming up. Lots more healing to do. Liam Sheff joins me from California to talk about the Anaheim Expo West Natural Products Expo. Lots of great things linked up as well in the blog already, previewing that, and whatever else we can fit into the next hour of broadcast healing media on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, right then. Yes, it's the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are we going to do? Liam Sheff's going to be joining us from California. Then he'll be on his way to New York City. We'll have a roving reporter on the big... He's covering both big media capitals of the world, in fact, from L.A. to New York. But today we'll get some new stuff happening out at the Natural Products Expo. And we have a lot of that linked up in the show notes already that Liam sent me. So cool stuff happening this hour. Stand by. You know, I need to catch up on some things. The website, robertscottbell.com, right? Sometimes you put up your input or questions, things like that, and it's hard to keep up with it all, quite honestly. And I know you understand that. Not everybody gets irate at me. Robert, what's taking you so long? I know. I wish. But hey, we're growing. That's a good thing. We're getting the word out to a lot more people in need, and I'm glad for that. This was a funny one. Somebody emailed us. I think we had a call. Remember there was that school nurse that injected a child? I think this was up in Michigan again. It was against the will of the parents, and she went ahead and did it. And I got this letter from a nurse who says, I listened to your conversation with the supposed school nurse in the Detroit vaccination scandal. Let me say, as a 31-year, now retired, career as a registered nurse, she was a fake and more than likely a plant, so the real nurse would not have to answer the despicable actions taken against a child, despite parental requests. That woman even stated she had an associate degree in hotel management or some such thing. Where was the nursing degree, RN or LPM? I'm just irate that some fraud posed as a nurse as she gives real and good nurses a bad name, and me, a bad taste in my mouth. Shame on both women. By the way, love your shows. Thank you for that, Layla. I appreciate that. But by the way, I think we did bring out the fact that she was a plant. She was indeed not a real nurse. So be on the lookout and the listening. We'll try to make that clear when we get these fake things coming through every once in a while. But it was quite a crazy call. I do remember that. Let me see. What else do we have? Had a call, or Gayla wrote, oh, this is a long one. I can't go through the whole thing. I apologize, but Gayla was writing about help for basically adrenal exhaustion. And of course, there are many things you can do for adrenal exhaustion, not the least of which is arsenic. No, not the arsenic that can poison you, but the arsenic amalgam, different forms of arsenic and homeopathic form because it has a very powerful action on the adrenals. At least that's been my experience. But Dr. King and I have talked about this, and I would encourage you to go back to the Healing Revolution Friday archives at Natural News Radio of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we talked, in fact, at length about endocrine burnout, adrenal burnout. And I have a product right here called 911 Burnout, which is a great – I'm going to open it right now. Listen to this. I don't have adrenal burnout. I just took it. That's how safe it is. But if you did, it's an amazing thing. I keep hearing reports from people that I've gotten it to who are already burned out in their adrenals. It's one of the simplest things you can do. Now, obviously, if you're heavy metal toxic, you cannot ignore that. The fact that those metals are burdening your entire system, including the stress on the adrenals, the liver, kidneys, etc. Utilizing far infrared healing energies, great far infrared heat saunas, increasing selenium levels, using these superfoods to chelate out. If you can't go for, in extreme cases, the aggressive intravenous chelation therapy that Dr. Batar talks about, that's another thing to consider as well. But selenium, selenium, selenium. Gayla, I appreciate your question. I apologize. I don't have enough time to go further into it. But if you don't do anything else, just give King Bio a call at 800-543-3245 and get the 911 burnout. I mean, that's simple. At least you'll start feeling better. I'm not saying it's the only thing to do, but that would be great. If you need some extra selenium, if you need to increase omega-3 essential fats, which are going to reduce inflammation and help all of the endocrine system as well, that would be helpful. You can call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com for a lot of those things as well at 866-424-1077 or choosetobehealthy.com. It's always linked up. We've got banners up at robertscottbell.com. Here's another one. David Ross writes, hello, Robert. I heard you speaking on the radio about a restaurant you went to that had an all GMO-free menu. Would you be able to give me the name of that restaurant and location so I can look up the website? You know, I don't remember talking about a restaurant like that. Of course, I always try to find organic restaurants because by definition, they'll be non-GMO. He says he's the chef owner of a restaurant in Maine and looking forward to doing the same thing. He's about 99% there. His fryer oil needs to be investigated, but other than that, he deals mostly with local sources who sources meats and vegetables. Anyway, you have a great show, and the kitchen staff is into it, and we listen almost every day and have discussions on the issue. David, I appreciate that very much. He says, my latest dish is an Arctic char with curried grains, quinoa farro amaranth with local beans, goji berries, and local organic greens. I hope the show someday will feature chefs that share the same enthusiasm for health, such as our staff. Well, David, maybe it can be you. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. Let me know. We love passionate, organic, non-GMO chefs. We'll get you on. Anyway, oh my gosh, I've gone over time. We've got Liam Chef coming up. Stand by. Lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's back. Well, he's sort of back. He's not really back. He's floating out there in the ethers. He's the superhero sidekick, Liam Schaff, from Health Freedom Expo to Anaheim Expo West. I'm excited to have you back on. Where have you been?
I've been scruffy.
Scruffy.
I've been
you're a scruffy
beard.
Nerf herder.
In the wilderness.
Yeah, scruffy nerf herder that you are. Well, glad to have you back, Liam, for an update. Health Freedom was awesome. You were so well received. The AIDS talk was like none other ever given. I understand you've done one other in the Southern California region since then as well, and got to scope out the Expo West. You're sort of like that guy in the field for me here, because I usually go to that. I was so exhausted. I was like, I got to go home. I need to go home. I need to be home. But you're there. Thank you for being there.
Thank you for letting me.
And thank you for not smoking.
It was great. I've been hanging out here in California. We didn't have any tumblers or tremblers. I'm looking at the desk. I'm talking on the studio quality microphone. Hopefully it sounds good.
Sounds
where you
great.
Are. I'm looking at the no popping. I'm looking at the desk.
That do not do that again.
Do not do that again. I've got 15 cards here. Now this Anaheim West. What is it called, this Anaheim West?
The Natural Products Expo West. It's the largest natural products show for the retailers, in other words, not for the public, in all of North America. It is ridiculous. One floor is bigger than a football field, and they got like four or five of them.
Four or five football fields piled high, and it's in Fantasyland. It's right across the street from Disneyland, which is so strange because you're just this in this total Orange County Fantasyland, you know? And you see little mountains in the distance, and you realize they're actually plexiglass, you know, they're part of the Disneyland roller coaster. So nothing is real. And then you walk into this giant convention center. It's bigger than the largest airport that you've ever been in. It's shocking. And it's entirely full of probably like 15 foot by 15 foot little sections, all bought by people for like $4,500. I mean,
that's the low price. Yeah, it's usually expensive, but it's a huge multi-billion-dollar industry. Still fractional compared to the drug industry, but a growing and positive, powerful segment of the economy that the FDA is doing everything it can to slow down, make difficult, because most of the products there can't tell you what they actually do or for unless they whisper it and say, "Hey, don't tell anybody I said this."
Yeah, I had a lot of those conversations. We're not allowed to tell you that this is antimicrobial, but if you look in this journal, it's you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple funny stories. A lot of wonderful products. And you know, these people had to pay to be there, so I really appreciated their time because I wasn't exactly going to be buying in bulk from them. I just, you know, guy from a radio show, hi. If I like the product, though, I'm going to talk about it. So there's a company, it's called Argo Tea.
Mm-hmm.
Argo Tea, just I don't even have a .com for them. ArgoTea.com.
What was unique about them?
What was unique was, and I said, are you organic? And they said a lot of it's pesticide free. And they showed me, I had a long discussion with a farmer who made, they were making a fruit bar. And I said, could you get certified organic? And I'll tell that story later because I just want to go through a couple of the organic questions. I asked everybody, can you make this organic? Can you make it organic? So the Argo Tea, can you make it organic? Is it expensive? Some things you can, some things you can't. What made them special was they use cane sugar, and there was a long discussion, cane sugar, beet sugar, agave. Now, agave is now being listed as being as bad. I don't believe this, but some people are saying, oh, it's like high fructose corn syrup. Well, yes, it has fructose in it. You know, so now agave is coming onto some people's, you know, S list, if I'm allowed to say that. Right. But the point is, you know, don't live on sugar. If you're going to eat it, you know, sugar does feed problems. But there, so they use a little bit of sugar, cane sugar or whatever they use. And some of their stuff is totally pesticide free. What do they use? They use fresh lemon, and you could taste it. It was like a burst in your mouth, as opposed to a lot of these canned teas or bottled teas. They taste like they were made a month ago and left in the back of the car. But, man, just the fresh taste of lime. So the Argo Tea, and they're all over New York, so I'm going to go and hang out in their cafes.
Cool.
Here's another one. Chia V. So it's really Chia V. It's a superfruit smoothie with chia in it. I just liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to my favorites in a minute. There's a, let's see, Great Seitan, a company that makes seitan Upton's Naturals. I like it because I used to make seitan, which is something macrobiotic people know about. I'm just going to shoot through a few of these. Look at this. Organic Three Twins ice cream. Totally organic. They use eggs in the ice cream. It's very old-fashioned, you know, European, old Americana kind of East Coast thing. They have cake mixes. So it's not health food, mm-hmm. but it is totally organic. They're not messing around.
Cleaner junk food, which occasionally the American psyche cannot do without. We recognize that. And I've counseled people to, at least if they're not willing to give up all their so-called bad dietary habits, that they at least clean up those habits, and it's going to be less of an insult and assault on their body.
And they were not, you know, they're nice people. Everybody I talked to, for the most part. Now, I got to tell you, a lot of people come to this thing and they're selling like stuff that it's a grade better than Swanson's chicken pot pie. And they're saying, oh, we're not using any hydrogenated oil. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't eat what you're using. You'd have to pay me $1 million to take two bites of that. I don't want that. So it's strange. So I'm not reading any of those companies. I didn't even talk to them.
But Liam, you're confirming what I've seen over the years, that you go to that show and it's a fraction of a percent to a percent that I was really interested in. So if you imagine you go through a football field, and even if you come up with 10 items, that's not a lot in a sea of hundreds, if not more.
Exactly. Three Twins ice cream. You know, it's not food that I live on, but I could tell it was very high quality. They were very into the organic and local. You know, I asked how they did it. They're local. Well, we get the eggs and the cream and all this stuff from the local distributors. So that's one of those local stories. Mm-hmm. Make good doing local. Here's one that I loved. I talked to this guy. His name's Noam Krasniansky. What? Don't have to remember that. It's not in the test. Bambooey.
What?
Bambooey.
Bambooey?
Bambooey.
Bambooey. I like the sound of that, if it has anything to do with bamboo.
They grow bamboo, which is a very fast-growing, wonderful thing that you can actually make food of, you can make houses of, you can make building material of, and you can make fiber, clothes, and other things. They're making paper towel rolls because Americans like paper towel rolls. What the difference is, you can wash these paper towels after you use them. He had some that people have been using for 8 and 9 months. 8 and 9 months. You on a roll, you're going to have 100 sheets.
Wow.
They were soft, and they felt like cotton that had been, you know, around for a while. This was a thing on a paper towel roll, bambooey.
And bamboo is a renewable grass, so it's a very, very ecologically sound practice or principle. Like, we'd like to see more hemp grown, but in the meantime, they haven't outlawed bamboo, so this is a great option.
I got a kick out of that. Now the star of the show for me was this company called Regeneration USA, but I'll get to them in a second. There was a company, now if I see, frankly, Indian food, I stop, and I have to get involved.
Well, I tend to remember some of those organic Indian foods that occasionally would pop out of the Expo West that I'd be like, excuse me, I got to go over there. I end up hanging out there a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a company called Jolly, J-A-A-L-I, Jolly Bean. Very funny, you know, cute name, Jolly, mm-hmm. Indian word. An Indian, you know, Indian typing there. I want to say the Indian spelling, two A's, Jolly
yes.
Bean.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three really, this is my other problem. There are three gorgeous Indian women standing there. So I can't really walk away. I'm just stuck there. So I got to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one running it is called Monila. Junkins, and she's married to a very nice guy, American. That son of a gun! I said, "You lucky so and so." I almost yelled at him. We almost got into a fight. No, we didn't. He was really nice.
All right.
And I read their ingredients, and they use black dal and green dal and yellow dal, and they use all my favorite beans because I love little beans. That sounds funny, but I love little beans. They're very easy to digest. Little beans, not big American. Like, what are those kidney beans? You eat those.
Lima beans.
I like lima beans.
Were they called Jolly Beans, really? J-A-A-L-I, Jolly Beans?
J-A-A-L-I is the name of the company, and Jolly must have, but, you know, in Indian writing, you have a lot of double A's and things like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And that's a familiar sound in in Hindu, Jali, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't actually know. We have to maybe have them on the show. But here's the thing. I looked at their ingredients, and their food smelled so good, and it was pre-made, and you could buy it. And then they had mixtures that you take home and cook. And I said, but you know what? I tried a little, and I said, you know, I wasn't going to, but I was so, frankly, I found you all so appealing. The food smells so good. And we had a great talk about beans and dal, how wonderful it is, how good it is for you. Mm-hmm. You know, more and more studies, you find how good lentils are for you. By the way, we met Clark Baker. I'll tell you that story.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you are making me hungry now, hearing about all this organic Indian food.
I know. And you should see these women, honestly. I sort of lost my mind a little bit. So I say, though, look, you use canola oil in your food. And mm-hmm. I say, that's my issue. I can't actually advertise your food because you use canola oil. And they said, you know, you're the second person. We had no idea. You're the second person today to mention canola oil. They said, what's the problem with it? I said, look, a lot of it's genetically modified, and it's one of the most heavily sprayed, pesticide-sprayed foods that exists. And they said, we had no idea. They didn't say, go away, kid. You bothered
me. Right.
They said, we are going to make a change. It's going to be very easy for us to do this. We can use an organic oil, sunflower oil, sesame oil.
For goodness sake.
Absolutely open to it.
All right.
And I ran into them later that night, and they said, we've been talking about it all day. We're going to make the change. We're going to let you know when we do. And that's something that they're going to do. So I will
spotlight them with you on the air if they do indeed make that change, just as a great reward for doing the right thing when confronted with an issue like that. That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah, I liked them. And you know, and only one of them was married, so I'm going to keep in touch.
All right. Well, any other highlights there at the Expo of products? Because like I said, I usually like to report on some cool things that I see. So I appreciate very much that you were there to be eyes and ears for the show.
Yeah, yeah. I was given a free panty liner.
What? Do we need to really go there? No, we don't need to go there.
I was given a free panty liner by a company called Glad Rags.
Oh, yes. We've heard of Glad Rags. Yes. They're very ecological.
They make non-dyed, organic, reusable things for girls when they almost bleed to death once a month.
Mm. Yeah, as well they shouldn't, but that's another story for another episode.
All right. Well, anyway, they were very, very nice, and I mentioned the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I talked to anyway, we'll be in touch with them. Glad Rags. They were very nice, and they gave me a free panty liner. So,
well, you're complete now, Liam. You're complete. You can go home. You can relax. you've got it. Your armor is complete.
My armor is complete. Here's another company, thebukombucha.com. thebukombucha.com. Organic. 100% wonderfully natural kombucha. I really liked it. We got getchia.com. They made all kinds of wonderful chia products. I enjoyed the chia. We had a lot of talk about pooping.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to one company. They were sort of very, they looked just very middle class, very slightly conservative, and they were selling a chia drink. And I said, hey, I have an advertising campaign for you. Whatever your chia product, you know, chia. Chia V, it helps you poop. And all of their faces went a little bit white and their ears turned red.
You got to be careful with those conservatives. They don't like to talk about certain bodily functions, even though they're necessary for optimal health and longevity.
But chia, you know, I want to have to do this whole comedy thing, or maybe a national health campaign. How is it possible that anybody can be constipated? It's called chia.
Just,
put a little in your water, put a little in your fruit smoothie. There you go.
All right. Well, as if we've had chia, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Liam Sheff. He's reporting gallantly from the field there in California, giving me all the updates that I couldn't get in person. So stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Back at it, superhero sidekick out there flying the friendly skies that you could. Could you see the sky out there in L.A. today? I mean, is it visible like Woody Allen said, or is it cleaner a little today?
Not under the chemtrails.
No,
the blanket of chemtrails in Orange County is
well,
terrifying.
Well, avoid the chemtrails, and we'll have to do some of the products that you found there, hopefully to counteract them. So, any more updates from Anaheim Expo West, the Natural Products Expo? It's huge, and I know you couldn't do the whole thing, but enough of what you found, some cool stuff.
No, I actually thumbed my nose at all the guys who'd been there for a while. I only stayed on one floor. They have a new products floor. You know, people who've only been there, that's their first time. I just wanted to see what the up-and-comers were going to be bringing. Because,
sure.
I've seen probably all the other products, and they can give me free samples, and I can gorge myself on their make-believe ice cream or whatever, but I don't want that. I wanted to see what's happening, what's new. And it was this mix of stuff that I would never eat, just sort of, I don't know, that snooty gourmet stuff. Like, I don't want to put any specific company down, but look, we freeze-dried a cantaloupe. It's $18 for an ounce, and you can sprinkle it on your caviar. No, I don't want any of that. Is it organic? Is it a whole food? Is it a superfood? Is it useful in my life? Is it actually going to help my health? Here's a company in San Francisco, a gluten-free grocery store called Wheat X. For all you hypochondriacs, no, I'm kidding. For all of you people who have weed allergies, write your letters to Robert Scott Bell. I have so many questions now about weed allergies. I feel so badly for people with weed allergies because I don't
You don't seem to be affected, but yeah, a lot of the population, having grown up on wheat morning, noon, and night for their entire life, has built up this intolerance, so to speak. Plus, of course, now pesticide-laden wheat, if they're not whole wheats, and of course, genetic modifications out there in the seeds and the soils, it's really altered at the point where we're reacting, maybe appropriately, maybe not. But I've worked with homeopathics. We talk about gut, dysbiosis, other things that also contribute to these wheat or gluten intolerances. So, you are fortunate in that sense. You don't have to deal with that. But then again, you typically choose good quality wheat as opposed to what I grew up on, which was completely chemically grown and refined.
I hate white bread. I hate most bread, actually, because I was poisoned on bread growing up, just like all of us. But I'll eat organic whole wheat pasta. I digest it without trouble. It helps me. It makes me feel – it's great. To me, it's like a dream. So I'm just teasing my hypochondriacal, hypersensitive chums out there with your make-believe. No, I know it's a real – believe me, I know it's real. I know. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you. So Wheat X, let's see. Where is it? In San Francisco, It's – GF Grocery, GFGrocery.com. Very cool, because they were interested in this other product called, it's from Milas, M-I-L-A-S, Milas Foods, Milas Food, sorry, singular, MilasFood.com. What do they have? They have my favorite food in the world, organic, 100% beautiful Greek and Italian olives in olive oil. Hey, Whole Foods, you suckers. Whole Foods is now... You go to their $10 a pound olive bar.
Yeah.
Whole Foods, those criminals.
What do they put it in?
They're putting it in sunflower oil.
Oh, olive oil is too expensive for them now, huh?
Give me a break. Sunflower, why don't you put it in motor oil? These are olives. They belong in olive oil, you charlatans, you knaves, you ne'er-do-wells, strumpets.
By the way, I want everybody to know, as a spotlight, like you said, anything that we're mentioning here today, we're not getting any ad dollars from. We just want to give you some hot spotlights, highlights, as Liam was out there, up-and-comers, maybe some good things to check out. And we'll have all that linked in the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. And, you know, like I said...
No money exchanged hands.
The only
thing I got from one
company... What is that new suit that you're wearing, though, Liam? Who gave you that? I'm kidding.
My suit?
Yes.
That's I just don't have a shirt on.
That's right.
It's like a sweater.
There goes the furry wall again.
All right.
So, all right. Well, we got the Milas food.com.
Oh, they had beautiful olives. Beautiful sun-dried tomatoes in olive oil. So flavorful. Grape leaves in an aseptic pack, instead of – and they're just beautiful organic foods, because I live and die for Mediterranean food.
I love it too. I absolutely do. So – hopefully they were well received. I love the fact that they're actually in olive oil. Imagine that.
Oh, I know. Here's Kokomo Joe. Kokomo Joe, let's see, what is it? KokomoJoeFoods.com. 100% organic granola, emphasizing 100% organic virgin coconut oil. Not afraid of fat. These guys aren't afraid of medium chain fatty acids.
Nice.
So good for you. So tasty. With spirulina, so this nice, wonderful green colored granola. You know, it's really nice actually looking. It's not scary. And coffee, lightly coffee flavored granola bars. Instead of that terrible Quaker oat stuff, which is 2 ounces of cheap oatmeal with peanut butter and sugar. I mean, just the worst sugar, and sometimes high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
And they used to put in the hydrogenated oils. I don't know what they're up to now. Mm-hmm. But Kokomo Joe's Food, really like them. And so here's my highlight of the show, if I can.
Okay, yeah.
If I may.
Please.
Regeneration USA. This is, let me get the card.
I like the name, Regeneration USA. That sounds good.
Well, Justin.
What do they do?
Justin Chernalis, RegenerationUSA.com. So this guy, around my age, maybe within a couple of years, he comes up in New Jersey, right, at my part of the world of the country where I grew up. I understand his sense of humor. You know, we're talking about the wonderful crudeness of the sense of humor that I grew up with, and we're like, what made us feel so comfortable saying such off-color things? We're like, was it the Italians in the area? And he's like, yeah, probably. You know, because it was just this very earthy sense of humor. Mm-hmm. So he's telling me he's from New Jersey. And I think two very close members of his family died of cancer. I said, was it the treatments for cancer? I said, I'm very sorry. Then he said, 7 other women in his old neighborhood, cancer. Okay. New Jersey, Superfund sites, spilled benzene, gasoline.
Home of Big Pharma USA, lots of vaccines. There's a lot going on that go against the health of people in New Jersey.
So he changes his whole life. I mean, he has major. This is a healing crisis of the most profound sort. He changes his whole life. He goes organic. And I'll have one more note about organic. But he goes organic. He spread. So they make a superfood. They make a mineral drink. This has resveratrol in it, which is a grape seed extract, which increases what they call the longevity gene. They have a tea that they get from Thailand, which is an immune boosting tea. Their mineral drink is virostatic, or at least that's what they're arguing, and I believe them. Their energy bar is really, really nice with goji berries and other superfoods and the resveratrol, and it's a really nutrient dense superfood, as opposed to, again, even a granola bar or an ounce or two of oatmeal with peanut butter. This is a superfood bar. It'll pick you up with a little bit of cocoa nibs. It's actually stuff I put together in a Vitamix or something, and it's right there in an energy bar. Anyway, the guy goes on this, entirely different from what he and I probably both grew up with, which is this sort of central northeastern diet, very heavy in the deli meats and these local foods somewhere between Italy and Germany, but American style, just total nightmare. And he's, very healthy. He's diagnosed at one point with an ulcer. He says from stress. The doctors want to put him on a
proton pump inhibiting drug, PPIs. These are very devastating to any digestion that may have been left prior. They stop it altogether. The acid can no longer be produced.
Well, having already been through some healing crisis, he goes to the doctors, you know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to get a second opinion. He goes and he researches ulcers and he researches natural cures for ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
Cabbage juice comes up. He decides to juice cabbage and ferment the juice. He said it tastes a little bit shocking. He drinks it for a few weeks. He has no more ulcer. It goes away.
Beautiful.
I know.
So did he develop, a Regeneration USA type product based on his experience?
I think it would be cool if you're open to it to have him on. He was a very nice guy. I enjoyed meeting him, and he and his partner, both New Jersey guys, at least they sounded like New Jersey guys. A little bit of the accent.
They were putting
very
it on.
Friendly, just so talkative and warm and inviting to conversation and joking. And they have this company with all of these superfoods, and they're not kidding around, and they're serious about it, and they're sprouting the ingredients, and they're not just putting together some bit of schmutz and putting we're 100% natural. I can't tell you how many times I heard 100% natural.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Which means basically nothing. And when you mentioned that to the people saying it's 100% natural, they're like, those are the ones that say, get out of here, kid, you're bothering me. Unlike the Jolly guys, J-A-A-L-I guys, that actually embraced what you were telling about the oils. So good story there as well. I'm encouraged. I mean, I love to hear these healing stories. There's still innovation coming out. They haven't outlawed everything, though they're trying, but that'll be the rise of the black market. Yesterday I talked, or was it a couple of days ago? Yeah, a couple of days ago I talked to John Rappaport on the air. We were talking about the rise of the black market, which is really the free market, the unregulated free market, people exchanging things that they want without the government approving of it. That's why it's called a black market. They have to, tar and feather it in order to make it sound bad.
It brings me to another point. Well, one more company, OregonMushrooms.com, just a quick shout, as the kids say, OregonMushrooms.com. Why? Because they get local people in Oregon to bring them wild-crafted mushrooms, wild-grown, and they collect these things. So I'm going to be buying my shiitake mushrooms from this company, Oregon Mushrooms, because I usually buy them from the Asian store, and I know I'm rolling the dice a little bit, but their price point drops. Like if I buy a half ounce, maybe it's $6. If I buy 5 ounces, maybe it's $20 for the whole pack. In other words, the price goes down so much. A half ounce at $6 and maybe 5 ounces for $12 or something like that. So they really work with the consumer. The more you buy, the less it costs. And they do a lot of reishi mushrooms, which taste like, reishi mushrooms taste like hard, hard liquor. They have the strangest taste, but these are so medicinally powerful. Mm-hmm. What do they taste? They taste like the booze that you make in the backcountry with rye or something like that.
So a little bit of flavored moonshine then.
They do. I mean, reishi mushrooms taste terrible, but they're so good for you. And the woman was like, hey, they taste terrible, but what am I going to do? She's talking about the medicinal companies that sell a little bit of reishi mushroom powder. It's mostly filler. She says, just buy them, hold your nose and drink the stuff. That's the way it's going to get into your body the best way anyway. And I loved her for that. She was telling the truth, the macrobiotic truth. Really, I don't think I have her name. Christina Quasar, or Quasart, as we'd say in America. So very, very, very cool people I met at the thing. But that's not all.
That's not all. There's more, as they say, in the show business. And, of course, we are showing it. The business is on. So what else happened? Is it at Health Freedom Expo, or was this from – you did an additional talk like we did at the Health Freedom Expo that was so well received on the fallacy of HIV tests, et cetera. You were able to give another talk around the Anaheim Expo West in Santa Ana, I believe.
Santa Ana. Drive west California. On Sunset to the Sea. Yeah, that let the Santa Ana winds blow hard. Mm-hmm. Our wonderful friend Nicole Zwirin, up-and-coming independent documentary filmmaker and all-around friend.
She's a nice girl. She's very nice.
Very sweet and very funny in her way.
Yes.
Said, Liam, do you want to give a... That's how she talks. Yeah. Liam, do you want to give a talk somewhere?
Because she's always smiling. She's always smiling.
I know. Do you want to give a talk? I can help. And I go, all right, Nicole. She says, I have this great chiropractor. His name's Dr. Tim. And, like, you can come and talk down there. And I said, all right. Go ahead. You arrange it. I'm not doing a thing. You arrange it. I have so much else to do. If you can get it done, I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty doubtful that it's going to come to be anything. And honestly, I really put a half a lick of energy into getting it done. She did it all. I sent her the flyer from the previous thing. Mm-hmm. So we get a nice little crowd. I was worried nobody would show up, but we get a nice little room full, a small room. You know, it's this chiropractic office. And we're there from 8 o'clock. I swear to God we were there until 2 in the morning.
Whoa. Now that is a happening lecture. It doesn't end.
No, we had the best time. This group of people, we were talking about the whole AIDS thing. We talked about the whole vaccine history. We talked about electric universe stuff. We got into metaphysics. We got down and had fun. I talked about martial arts. Some guy taught me this whole new martial arts that I wasn't familiar with. The name is now escaping me.
No problem. Hey, did they like the posters that you produced?
Oh, they loved them. They loved them. They loved the posters. And the chiropractor bought some. His name is Dr. Huco. Uh-huh. I'm going to say Dr. Tom Huco, and excellent. I want to thank him very much in Santa Ana. Dr. Tom Huco in Santa Ana, very cool guy with the wheatgrass and all the other sprouts around and doing real chiropractic work and healing that way.
Yes.
And we talked, and I'm talking about what happened in the gay community. I'm talking about what happened in the bathhouses with these powerful shower shots that are
They're destroying the colon, the intestines, in so many ways, ripping the immune system right out of these men, and I wonder why we have immune deficiency and immune collapse,
and all the drugs that were going on in that community that are destroying the intestine, that are destroying the functional immune system, and the shower shots stripping the epithelial lining out of the colon. This wonderful woman, I think her name was Elaine, who was just so concerned that I had enough food. She was suddenly like my wonderful mother or grandmother.
A nice
like
Jewish
oh
mother there
I have
you.
Some food in my bag. Yeah. I've got some food. You know, she's Jewish, so she's, you know, just being my second like grandmother there.
Yes.
Oh, here, do you want some almonds? Do you want some this? Do you want some that? I said, you can't pay for the lecture. You're obviously, you've just adopted me. So
you're feeding me. Yes, that works.
Yeah. You know, so she's there, and she is a health practitioner, or, you know, a natural health practitioner up in the Bay Area. And she said she used to try to be involved, with the gay community as much as possible. And I know we got to hit a break, but we'll talk. I also met with Clark Baker in the OMSJ.
Yeah, I want to hear about that
group.
Because I've been talking with Clark as well about a lot of investigations that are ongoing, including what's going on with the raw food movement, raw milk, James Stewart from Rawsome, etc. So we're going to be right back. We got a roving reporter in the field now in Liam Sheff, and appreciate all of his good works. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what happened at the AIDS talk, as well as his meeting with Clark Baker after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, Inner Health Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping it up this hour with the rap artist, Liam Sheff. No, he's not a rap artist. He is our superhero sidekick here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, reporting from the field out there in Anna Slime. We used to call it Anna Slime, but you're now in L.A., which I don't have a real good nickname for that, unless it's Lower Alabama. But you're not in that L.A. You're actually in the City of Angels. Are there any angels? Have you spotted any angels?
Only fallen ones. Anyway, I meant Holly Weird.
Yeah, oh, Holly Weird, even better. Well, listen, we've got to cover this, the follow-up, the ending stage of your AIDS talk, how it wrapped up, how people were receiving the information, what they would go out and do now that they knew it, and then a little bit on the Clark Baker thing before we wrap this hour.
Well, there's this natural health practitioner, and she said that she was really trying to be involved with the gay community, and she said, the fast lane, by the way, I'm not talking about all gay men, mm-hmm. but the fast lane in San Francisco. And she says, you know, she'd just never seen a more carnal, libidinous, no holds barred expression of as much as possible on as many drugs as possible. She said mm-hmm. it was, and she wasn't a prude. She was very gay positive, whatever, you know, very happy about that. But she said that she just, you know, she was talking about people drilling holes in shower walls.
Well, absolute debauchery, I think, would be an appropriate way to say it. I mean, it's not that we have to be judge and jury on any of this. That's not the point. If we talk about it from medical, biological, physiological, immunological terms, you'd say, you do this, you will destroy yourself.
Right. And again, it wasn't that it was men who have sex with men, which I have no issue with. It was that you'd have it 30 times in a night on methamphetamines. So you rip all parts of your body on the inside. You know, you have tears and sepsis. And I'm telling the clinical story. I'm talking about Tony Lance's study or his paper, A Gut Instinct About AIDS. And she says, can I just interject? She said, you know, I'm trying to help these guys. I'm trying to get them to close the bathhouses and they won't do it. She said, in these bathhouses, you go in, you use the shower shot, you destroy your intestine, you strip the epithelial lining, you take all these drugs, you come out. And on the front of the bathhouses, they wrote, End AIDS Now.
Yeah, right. And then you
There's
go
There's the
in,
irony.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
And then she said, sorry. Then yeah. She said AZT came into the thing, mm-hmm. and she said she was going to a funeral every week after that.
Well, and they continued that throughout a lot of the 90s before they figured out they had wiped out generations of people on chemotherapeutic agents, so to speak, chemotoxic agents that were, you know, banned for cancer.
Right. So it was great to give this talk on some sensitive material and have somebody in the audience say, you know what, I'm man on the street or woman on the street. I lived it. And yeah. I'm not only corroborating, I'm expanding on this hypothesis that this is a gut
right.
systemic breakdown. And it was just, you know, it was a great, great crowd. So I want to thank Nicole Zwier, and I want to thank Dr. Tom Huco in Santa Ana for hosting. He got a total kick out of it.
Nice.
We talked about all the various things. Now, Clark, I met with Clark Baker prior in the week, and Clark is a giant of a man mm-hmm. in stature and in personality, and he has taken 39 cases to trial that he has won on behalf of people falsely accused of being HIV positive or spreading HIV, because when you subpoena these people and you depose them,
the test makers or the test givers.
Yeah, well, the so-called HIV experts in any city or county or hospital, they all the same thing happens to all of them. They fall apart. No, we can't use this test. No, we can't really say they're diagnosed based on this test. No, no, no. So what we revealed at the Health Freedom Expo, and I think we talked about it on the radio live from the Health Expo, was that there's now a strategy up at the OMSJ and also ReduceTheBurden.org, a strategy for turning in your HIV diagnosis. You download the differential diagnosis forms and you submit them to your clinic. You do it either certified mail or with a notary public. Now, I've got a guy that maybe we can get on the show who mm-hmm. does this. He works with the health community with people who've been given these bad diagnoses, either an awful cancer diagnosis and they don't want to be subject to the chemotherapy and they want to do other things, so on and so forth. And he's worked out this great method using notary publics and certain kinds of letters that you write that makes the burden or onus of proof go on these darned accusers.
Right.
You know, these HIV test makers, these Hep C test makers, and I know I'm just throwing – we didn't even talk about this in our break. I'm just throwing this at you, and I'll do some more groundwork with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful set of ideas. He's, again, a health practitioner out here in Southern California. He's actually from Southeastern Europe with a wonderful European education in critical thinking and not believing just one thing. And we had this whole conversation last night about the European versus not the Western European, but the old European educational system, where the teacher would get in front and say, this is what you have to know for this class, but this is not the ultimate truth.
Wow. Wow. What a stunning the thing that would be to see that today and hear that today. Yeah, we definitely could plan for that. And, you know, I want to acknowledge Clark's great works here on so many fronts. Wherever there is injustice, this man just shows up like a real superhero and says, no, that's not justice. We're going to show you justice. And, you know, we are not here defending certain behaviors that are obviously self-destructive in the so-called community that we've referenced, except to say, listen, if you recognize what this is, you can't be duped. You can't pretend that it's something that it's not and that the pharmaceutical industry is going to come here and save you with a vaccine or a drug that, in fact, is actually hastening your demise.
Yeah, and I'm very gay positive. I think that there are gay people and they should be gay and be happy about it. And I think that sex in that community should be conducted like sex in the heterosexual community with care. You know, when men make love to their female partners, they don't beat the crap out of them. You know, they're not putting hoses in parts of their bodies and stripping their epithelial lining, and that's what. Nobody wants to talk about it, you know. Nobody on Fresh Air with Terry Gross wants to talk about it as they talk about the fictional HIV that started now somewhere in the 1800s. You know, yeah. That's their new model. Oh, yeah, it started in the 1800s. Bizarre. Give me a break.
Well, and I recognize that the topic even gets squeamish for many listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but recognize that the fundamental starting point of the show is health, healing, empowerment. And when we see any community, again, that's the non-discriminatory nature of this show. I mean, we'll talk about rightful behaviors that lead to health and those that don't. But it really it comes down to, do we empower everybody and anybody who is ready to be empowered to get well? And, you know, sometimes we have to visit territories that are not comfortable, if we will, in terms of certain conversations. But we're also recognize it's largely an adult audience. If there are any children out here, I mean, you parents are going to have to explain it. I've got kids, too. and we have to talk openly about some things when they're ready. So plan accordingly, prepare accordingly on how to communicate this.
Right. But if the cause of the disease is a very specific kind of action, like stripping your epithelial lining through very specific things that were happening in the 70s, you know, we do have to say so. And if you're not gay positive, you think that gay is wrong or a disease or something like that, that's your opinion, and it's fine with me. I'm a First Amendment kind of guy in speech and behavior. I believe people have a right to live as they are made and created. And you're free to disagree with me.
You're definitely not Rick Santorum in that regard.
No.
Liberty, what's that?
I have other things to do.
Yeah, right. And by the way, liberty, if you talk about libertarians, not necessarily libertine per se, because we recognize there's a consequence to behaviors, consequence to actions. And those that are truly understanding liberty recognize there's a responsibility that has to be assumed and taken for actions that are done. And we don't look to the government to bail us out, or big government, big pharma, et cetera, to bail us out in this regard. That is a ludicrous assumption, because all they do is destroy us even further than the behaviors that led us into the arms, so to speak, of big pharma in this case. That's a victim state of consciousness, by the way.
You know, the thing that I've brought into the discussion, that Tony Lance brought into the discussion, I think that I highlight in my talk, is that people don't understand where the AIDS thing came from, because they don't actually look at one critical factor in the community where it emerged. It emerged among men. It didn't emerge among gay women or lesbians. It emerged among men. And I give in my talk, the reason is that men tend to be swine. We tend to be very libidinous. And when we're young, heterosexual men, or men who are attracted to women, have to deal with women, and women are very difficult. They make us work. What's my name? You know, you have to take me out to dinner, be nice to me.
They make movies
it's our 5-day anniversary.
They make romantic comedies and funny movies about that.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, women and men just bite their fingers and hands. Oh, I just want to make out with her. She won't go all the way. Of course not. So women act as a buffer, a bulwark. You're not just going
to
get
it. But men, by their very nature, tend not to have that buffer. So if you have a different inclination, there's no obstacle to that unfettered access, which, again, has led to the immune collapse based on all these behaviors. So.
Well, but see, that's the thing that doesn't get discussed about the young men. As we get older, you know, you're older. You're very old.
Thank you very much. By the way, you put a picture up and said I was, 15 years older than you? What's that? What was that all about?
I was just trying to get you riled up. What are you, 5 years older than I am?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, you're 5.5, 6 years old.
Yeah, dog years though, dog years.
No. You look good. You're really healthy. You are. You box and you run. You're slim and strong. Everybody loves you.
All right, keep it up. Hey, don't stop. Keep going.
I was teasing a little bit on the Facebook just to see if you were paying attention.
Of course.
But I've been crying
ever since.
But men who go out with men as young men don't have that obstacle. And I just want to make the point that this occurred in that community for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's not because people were evil. It was this sort of calamity, this concept of perfect storms. You had the perfect storm of drugs coming into the culture in a massive way after the 60s. You had the Stonewall riots and the gay liberation following heterosexual liberation. But among men who have no need to know the other person's name. As young men, I can tell you, all men are the same. All men are the same. It was women, though, who made me sort of have to get to be, frankly, a better person, right? You have to slow down.
Mm-hmm. And learn about it. Establish a rapport, relationship, communicate, a whole other realm of functioning. It takes you out of really the animalistic level, honestly. I mean, there is that excess that is the lower chakra, if we talk about it in Eastern terms, where you become the animal. It becomes pure lust, as opposed to bringing in the higher functions, the higher consciousness, which when you talk about that level of communication, it can align all of these so-called energy centers, as opposed to isolating only one.
Right. So young gay men are not necessarily given the same obstacles. And it's possible then in that moment of lust in your life, which is natural for men from about 17 to 19, 20, 21, 25, it's possible to actually destroy yourself. it's a lot harder for a heterosexual male to do that with women, because women just don't usually say things like, all right, you 10 guys come with me and bring the methamphetamine.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's not happening that often, if ever. But without drugs, as you said, the medicines, and that alters
right.
so many things.
Right. It's just a massive calamity and intersection of all these things. Anyway, fascinating to talk about. And of course, not all gay men are the same guy. So there are all kinds of gay men, and not all gay men got into the fast lane. And when you look at that, you start to understand why some guys got sick and some guys didn't. And, you know, I have great sympathy for them, but they also have to take responsibility in the community for all of the actions, including these shower shots and all the drugs that cause immune collapse.
Well, out there in Holly Weird, in the history of Holly Weird, since this has come about, they haven't been so open to that level of acceptance and understanding of what really happened. I'm glad to hear that you're seeing some positive response more and more to this, because it will help people, like you say, walk through life more open and aware of the consequence of their actions.
Might help people get better and have a healthier lifestyle and protect their immune system more.
Yeah.
Just to pay attention to these things instead of chasing viral load and give me a new drug and my body's falling apart and I don't know what to do. Oh, I have to protect my intestine, my mucosal lining, all these things. So your probiotic approach with the sovereign silver and the aloe vera has been a big hit, actually, with a lot of these guys who are trying to rebuild their immune system.
Well, and, you know, last year I had a woman that I met at the Nullify Now conference who was overweight and dealing with chronic candida. And she also did that protocol, and she lost, I don't know, 50 pounds now. She's feeling better. She's off most all of her meds. So this is empowering everybody, and I'm glad that we're able to do this. And, Liam, I appreciate you getting the word out where you are and reporting back to us from the Anaheim Expo West, for which I was not in attendance.
Yeah, you were missed. Everybody actually was very sad. They said, where's Robert?
Well, okay, I was crying when you said I was 15 years older than you. You were sad because I wasn't there. Okay, we're even. Anyway,
you're five and a half years older. Hey, what's next, though, is New York.
Yep, New York's coming up. We'll be having a lot of fascinating stories coming out of there. I anxiously await your first report from there when you go, and we'll connect on that and so many other things. Keep checking in at robertscottbell.com. Keep checking in also for updates on the Briar Patch. We got three episodes already up at robertscottbell.com. You'll see it under the section. What do we put it under, a comics section or something?
Yep, comics.
And keep up to date there. You get a lot of great things that are happening, and we'll let you know when more things become available. Liam, thanks for being with us, as always.
For shizzle.
Well, that's what we do. We rock the health world and remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.